Oh, it's not like it used to be.
Anarchist History of New Zealand, podcast number one. 1840, Auckland's so-called First Lady. Title of book, Sarah Matthew, Explorer, Journalist, and Auckland's First Lady, Tessa Derda, 2015. As best as I can make out, though, from the radio piece, despite the title, despite everything they literally say, Sarah Matthew is not remarkable at all. So she could carry a survey chain. She could walk off-road. She could vocation as a governess, and she could travel by sailboat. But even for a woman, that's nothing to wonder at, especially not for the 19th century. Why this First Lady jazz? Why a biography about her? Why a new revisionist account of Mrs. Felton Matthew? To quote the author, Tessa, I'm very happy to be adding a strong woman's voice to the historical record, which, frankly, has traditionally sidelined or ignored the female experience. Personally, I think, she goes on to say, I feel that she does deserve to be right up there. What did this woman do to deserve this revisionist upgrade of her history? From the radio interview, here's a couple of clips.
She probably helped him with the physical work of dragging chains around.
Whoa, probably. That's pretty circumstantial. What else you got there, Tessa?
Personally, I think that Sarah should be up there with the amount of attention and recognition that's been paid to them, but I don't think it has been, and that's one of the reasons why I wrote the book, because I feel that she does deserve to be right up there.
Ah, so, assuming that the author is not keeping her best arguments in her back pocket and not presenting any of them in this radio interview, maybe she is, maybe she's got some great humdingers that are just hidden in the book. But presumably, if she had anything great to say about Sarah Matthew that was tangible, apart from the fact that the woman was, she's obviously a very valuable diarist for historians, it doesn't sound like she's a very remarkable woman. So, how do you explain having a whole book written about her? Answer, because dragging up women from the past and reimagining them as feminist icons attracts ratepayer funding from Auckland Council. That's how this book was funded. You just get money in its own right for talking about stuff like that, so Tessa Derda, the author, is cashing in, hence her emphasis on feeling like Sarah was something she was not. Because apparently being a supportive wife isn't enough of an achievement. Ticks the box of council funding, ticks the box of reimagining feminist icons. Basically what's going on here, I'm afraid. I don't want to be down on Sarah Matthew, not going to say she's a bad person, but let's not elevate her beyond her true historic place in New Zealand just because there's a price tag for doing so, just because it's fashionable to say so for now. If we're going to do it, let's find some actual evidence, not just say, I feel like she's been sidelined, or, hey, look, she could ride a boat. And I feel like she probably lifted a survey chain and walked up a hill with it. You don't know. That's all.